So this is Shweta Khandelwal. I'm Jeremy Strike. We're here at Ignite Your Conference at the Computer History Museum with PodSource. Nice to meet you, Shweta.
Nice to meet you, Jeremy.
So you're a lawyer.
I'm an immigration attorney, yes.
Immigration attorney, yes. Okay. So tell us about what you do and why you do it.
So we do the full spectrum of immigration services, which means business as well as family. So essentially, we are in the Valley and entrepreneurship is a big part of the Valley. And we all know immigrants contribute a lot to entrepreneurship, not just Silicon Valley, but to the United States. So if any immigrants or foreign-born people are looking to work in the U.S. or live in the U.S. or sort of bring their family together, invest in the U.S., we help them secure the right work visa, the right visa to do that. We have offices both in San Jose and San Francisco. So except for the part of removal defense, which is a separate area of immigration practice and asylums, we practice the full spectrum of immigration services.
Interesting. So have you found that right now, given the current landscape with a lot of turnover in immigration law and whatnot, that things have become more complicated?
Absolutely, absolutely. Things have become really hard. It's particularly for immigrants. And it's not just the stuff that we see in the news and the media, but also a lot of behind the scene work that the government, that sort of is being done to make immigration harder, make it stricter. Government policies, immigration policies are all sort of being designed to more as an enforcement action than as a service-oriented mission, if that makes sense. So basically, the Department of Homeland Security, which is the agency which manages the inflow of immigrants into the country, used to have at least the one part of the department used to be centered on immigration as a service. So now they have switched their focus to immigration as an enforcement action. So that's a subtle switch, but the message that it gives to people is that it's not going to be very easy for people to move in if they have to. So that pretty much explains, the challenges that we are facing. It is also a time when people really need to consult immigration lawyers before they fill any paperwork. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting that you put it that way. It's more, would you say things are more isolationist right now? That we don't want as many immigrants?
I don't know that sort of, I don't want to get into the political, discussion around it, but it comes a lot from the America First agenda, right? So whether it's trade or immigration or foreign policy, we see that across everywhere, right? Yeah. So, it's a cliche to death, but this country has been built by immigrants, right? For the last 300, 400 years, it's been immigrants who've been coming and making U.S. home. So every, and it's not just restricted to America. I mean, that's sort of the policy that we're seeing even in Europe, even in other countries. So except that immigration does have a huge, huge role to play in the economy, in the cultural fabric of the society compared to many other countries. So, curtailing immigration is a loss on all sides. I mean, business-wise, cultural, political, everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting. And you mentioned too being, San Francisco, the Bay Area, well, most of California is very multicultural.
Absolutely. And plus, the thing here is, especially with where we are, businesses are really short of talent. They want the best, okay? They don't really care where the talent is coming from. And it just so happens that because we are in a place which is sort of like the center for innovation, it's a center for technology, the best and the brightest minds, the most qualified minds want to come to the Valley, right? They all seek to, everybody with an entrepreneurship dream wants to come here and start a business in the Valley, right? And they don't, and the biggest hurdle that most of these people face, and many of them are born abroad, is that they don't have the right visa. So that's where your problems pretty much start the moment you decide to come here, right? And hopefully we we can help them, get a step closer to their immigration journey, to their startup success, by partnering with them to suggest immigration alternatives, visas that they can utilize to come and start businesses here in the U.S.
Get off on the right foot.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, Sharon, this is excellent.
Thank you, Jeremy. Nice to meet you. Bye-bye.